The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Energetic Toy Box with Julia Stubbe. The Energetic Toy Box starts out with guided imagery, with the basic healing elements of space, love, and joy. As we move deeper, you'll be introduced or reintroduced to alternative and holistic healing. And in each show, you'll come away with the desire to explore tools that you can use in your daily life. Now, here is your host, Julia Stubbe.
Hello, and welcome to the Energetic Toy Box. I'm your host, Julia Stubbe, and I thank you for being here. I am grateful and appreciate you tuning in and listening live today, or if you are listening to the recording at another time, I appreciate you as well. Each week, we start out with a guided imagery to set the space with love and joy. We will then open the energetic toy box and explore the fundamentals of the metaphysical world. Today, we will be exploring dream building. Our guest today is Dr. Edith Delmar Bear, MD, a.k.a. Delmi Bear. Delmi is a general surgeon, author of The Teflon Self, How to Live a Stress-Free Life in a Chaotic World. She teaches and coaches stress-free living to thousands. So now we're going to start off with some guided imagery, so I would like to invite you to play along using your imagination. So let's get comfortable and start off by getting comfortable with taking a few deep breaths. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold the breath. And when you're ready, out through your mouth as if you were blowing out a candle, releasing all the stress of the day. Relaxing your shoulders, your spine, the back of your neck. Now take another deep breath. Once again, in through your nose, holding the breath, and out through your mouth. For those of you who are in a safe place, feel free to close your eyes to enhance the experience. For those who are driving or operating equipment, let's keep your eyes wide open. Now, let's bring your attention to your heart space. Let your heart expand with love and gratitude. Just feel it expanding with those energies of love and gratitude. Let us send that love and gratitude up through our heart, up through our throat, through our crown, and to the angelic realms. And when you're ready, now receive the immense love and gratitude back from the angelic realms, down through your crown, through your heart, expanding your heart even more. Feel that love and gratitude in your heart space filling you with peace and joy. Now imagine that love radiating from your heart surrounding Mother Earth. Imagine that love touching all the beings of the planet. Take another breath. And you notice there's a path off to your right that leads to a beautiful garden of roses. You follow the path through the rose garden, noticing roses of many colors. Ruby red roses, vibrant orange roses. There's butterflies fluttering around the roses and around your head. You take notice to roses the color of yellow sunshine. The greenery around you is lush. You take in the sounds of the birds chirping. The fragrance of the roses is intoxicating. You continue along the path where you see roses of indigo blue and deep violet. You take notice to a clearing up ahead where you see two beautiful women getting ready to open the energetic toy box. You sit back and relax as you listen to see what they have discovered. They open the energetic toy box. It is filled with dreams of all shapes and sizes. And when you're ready, come back into your body. Now, I would like to welcome my guest, Delmi. Delmi is an empowerment teacher and coach, as well as the author of The Teflon Self, How to Live Stress-Free in a Chaotic World. Welcome, Delmi. How are you doing today?
Fabulous. Even better after that little guided imagery. That was awesome. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for being here with me. I really appreciate that. So dream building is something you are so passionate about. So can you tell me what dream building is and why it's so important?
Well, in reality, we're always building dreams subconsciously. Every time we have an experience, whatever it is, we sift through it and a desire is birthed. The problem is that when we're young and childlike, we're just enjoying those desires and going for those desires. But our society and the way we grow up kind of teach us not to do it because there's a lot of fear-based teaching. Our parents did the best they could, but they were afraid for us and afraid for themselves. Our teachers, our society, our government, et cetera. So we're taught that life is supposed to be a struggle with occasional joys. And in truth, that was not our intention when we came here. So dream building means learning how to dream again. Reawakening your natural ability to dream, have desires, to be passionate about life, and moving into that kind of living. Now, it's been shown in scientific studies that people that move toward their passion actually have a lower mortality rate. They have chemicals in their mind, neurotransmitters, hormones that are stimulated that give them more health. So when we are forced, or we think we're forced to, you know, forget about our dreams and to just get into the rut and live life because of our fear-based teaching, we lose that healthful benefit. We don't have those neurotransmitters and those hormones, and our cortisol goes up, and it's really a very unhealthy way to live.
I know for me, I know my belief system is the more joy you have in the more your life, the more joy you attract. So it's really about creating that passion and that joy. And then if you're, it's like misery loves company. So it's like if you're miserable, then you're going to attract more misery. So I choose to live in that joyful space. So that's the gist of the same thing with the dream building is that passion.
Exactly, exactly. And the issue is another thing that we're taught, you'll read it in many of the self-development texts, is there, they say, well, if you want to build a dream, you have to make a plan and you have to do an act and you have to, you know, put in the effort and have a goal and, you know, write out a long plan. And that's actually not in any way, shape, or form what I'm talking about. And in fact, that leads toward more people giving up on their dreams because they look at their dream and think they have to work hard in order to get there.
It's too complicated then. It's like, oh, this is just too much for me to do, so why should I even bother? But you like to simplify it. So can you tell me, you know, some more about that?
Well, first of all, it depends on where you're coming from. If you're someone who has a relatively, what I'm going to call, challenge-free life, it's really just about awakening your ability to look at your dreams and sift through them and figure out whether you're in the right place or not. Are you feeling joy in each moment? Are you passionate about your daily activities? And if that's not the case, to at least open your mind to the idea that there it is possible to make changes that are comfortable. Everybody associates change with discomfort, but change is going to happen. So you might as well be the guide, not the, you know, force it to happen kind of person, but rather the orchestrator of it. So if you're in that space, then it makes sense to just open your mind and look at what you're passionate about. Where do you find your greatest joy? The other problem that we find is that we're inundated with commercials and, you know, what everybody thinks is successful. And in truth, it's not about the things. It's about what you want to spend your time doing, your moments, and what kind of joy you have. So you have to kind of disassociate yourself from the accumulation of things, even though there's nothing wrong with the accumulation of things. I have a lot of really nice things, but my greatest joy is from spending time with my friends, reawakening somebody who's ready to awaken to their true power. Now, if you're someone who is so stressed, is so inundated with challenges in life, then there's a different way to get back to dream building. And first and foremost, you need to learn how to undo that stress. So it depends on where you are. So if you're in a place where you can make changes that are fairly comfortable, you can, you know, build a dream board. You can put pictures up on your computer or on a piece of poster board or on your mirror, or you can write it out depending on what kind of a association you typically make. I like to write things out. I like to write, you know, my dreams out in paper they say that writing it out in freehand makes a better association between your mind and the universe. So doing something physical like that. But once again, I always tell people, if you're looking at this activity as a chore, then that's not where you need to be right now.
So those are a couple of things. It should be fun, but, right? It should be enjoyable.
Right. You should be attracted. So if you're not really attracted to those activities, then really the most important thing would be to just sit quietly, do some meditation, do guided imagery, go on YouTube. There's a bunch of things on there. If you don't have the money to spend, go on YouTube and search guided imagery and then play with it. But just give yourself permission to do those relaxing things, because that's, you know, where most of the time we're trying to do something. And if we sit quietly and just relax, we almost feel guilty. So we have to work
I agree with you, because it's about being. It's like if you do nothing, it's like, oh, well, society has taught us that we really should always be doing something, you know, or we're not useful. And just being is really where we really, what's really important is what I'm getting from what you're saying.
Yes. In fact, I love, I'm a big fan of Abraham Hicks' teachings, and they kind of resonate with my own, which I came through by experience, because I never believe anything unless I personally have experience. But they talk about procrastination, and in truth, procrastination is not doing something you're not spiritually and energetically ready for. So if you find yourself procrastinating, stop beating yourself up. That's one of the biggest problems most of us have, is we beat ourselves up if we're not doing something or accomplishing something or achieving something. So again, give yourself permission. If you're procrastinating, it's a spiritual thing, and you can take that to the bank. I'm probably one of the biggest procrastinators there is in life, and I have, since I stopped beating myself up, I have never been penalized for procrastinating. In fact, what usually happens for me is that it works out better. If I push through something without being ready, then it just brings up all the other stuff that needs to be addressed that I'm not ready to address.
But some people are actual planners and love to do that kind of stuff, and that's their passion, so that's a different way of looking at it. You know, so it,
right.
You know, it can, you know, so if you feel guilty, well, then you're doing it, then you want to throw that way out the window and start with a different way that is more fun and feels more peaceful to you.
In fact, what I find is that every person has a different passion. There are some people, for example, my stepdaughter is a beautiful planner, organizer, and I've attracted her into my life. Even though I'm not married to her father anymore and we're more like friends, you know, we live together now, and she organizes and plans and takes care of all kinds of things. It's kind of, that's what happens when you stop beating yourself up. The people that love to do what you don't love to do will be attracted into your world.
Okay, well, we're gonna head for a break right now. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Energetic Toy Box, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. When experiencing a transformation and empowerment session with Julia, you will clear energy blocks and limitations, opening your life up to limitless possibilities. Find out more about Julia and the services she offers at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Find out information about upcoming classes and workshops, as well as links to Julia's artwork. There is much more at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Visit today. Use promo code ANGEL15 to save $15 on your first session.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Delmi Bear, and we are exploring dream building. So, Delmi, we're talking about on the break, it's like, what if somebody's so fearful? It's like they don't even know where to start because they're so stuck in fear. So how does that person who is afraid of desire learn how to become fearless?
Well, that's one of my favorite places to be. So, or teach, I should say. One of the things I always tell people is that you need to start questioning all things. You need to start becoming aware. So number one, become aware of your emotions. And that's the easiest way because truthfully your thoughts create all of your fears, but sometimes you have thoughts that have run so often that they're almost unconscious. I give the example of when you learned to walk, you had to think about every single thing that you did. Once you learned how to walk, you just do it. It's not something, though, that you were born to do. You just do it, and you don't even think about it. It's the same with negative emotions and fear. You've been taught, and the little circuits running in your subconscious, it becomes automatic, and you think you don't have control over those emotions. So fear, guilt, worry, stress, feeling rushed, feeling inadequate, frustration, all of those emotions are an indication that there's a pattern of thought that has become such a habit, it is subconscious. So the first thing I tell people to do is just become aware of your negative become aware of your emotions. When you have a negative emotion, question it. Take responsibility for it. We've been taught to blame. So if you feel hurt, you blame somebody, quote-unquote, hurt you. When you feel anger, you blame someone else. So when somebody else, quote-unquote, caused you to be angry. But in truth, you chose that emotion based on fears. And to go even further, quantum physics, metaphysics, it's all coming together now. You've actually attracted that experience. It's a difficult pill to swallow, but you've actually attracted that experience into your life. I always use this example. You have written the script for every person that is involved with you. Whatever they're bringing to you, you've written the script and you've given it to them. So when you feel anger, number one, change your inner dialogue and say, why did I choose anger? What belief within me allowed me to choose anger? What would I prefer to have seen happen? And you learn kind of techniques to question your emotions, but just becoming aware of them immediately takes the edge off of it. Just taking responsibility immediately takes the edge off. And now you're the observer watching yourself choose an emotion. Now you may not get the answer to the whatever's going on inside your subconscious, but as you do it more and more, taking that edge off just in doing that one simple thing, you become an observer more often than the person involved. And now you can kind of look at yourself and say, what belief would I rather have here? Like, say you're feeling inadequate because you don't do as many things for your children as you think you should, or you failed them in some way. Well, I went through that myself. And so I basically looked at that and I said, all right, I chose to feel inadequate. What belief within me doesn't serve me or allows me to choose that? What fear-based belief? Well, now I know that my children are equally powerful, magnificent, and unlimited beings, that they chose me as their mother. So whatever quote-unquote failings I may have, they were perfectly aware that they were coming into that. Number two, I want them to be free to choose, not to be forced into constant activity, doing this thing and that thing. I want them to be free to explore and choose and want their own passions. So I don't want to do too much guiding. I want to be a someone they can come to if they need me, but I want them to find their own way.
So to be a support for them. And so it's, you know, I get that, because it's like with my son, it's like, you know, when he was younger, it's like, oh, am I doing enough because I was a single parent? And then it's like, you know, to let him grow up independent to make his own choices was all part of how he developed into a fine young man himself. You know, that was part of it. But I had guilt feelings as well, too, and I had to analyze that. So I get that.
Right. So, and that's kind of what you do. You just become aware, accept the emotion, and understand that it's born of some sort of fear-based circuit within your subconscious. And after you do that for a while, you'll start to feel a little lighter and a little lighter and a little lighter. The other thing that's really good is to, Eckhart Tolle talks about this, the power of now. When you're going through something extraordinarily difficult in your opinion, again, it's all based on your fear that's causing it to be difficult. But at that moment, you can't just tell yourself, oh, I'm happy, or pretend to be positive. That's more detrimental than actually honoring the emotion, whether it be negative or positive. So at that time, if you're going through something really difficult, just narrow your focus to that very moment. And in that very moment, nothing is wrong. In that very moment, nothing bad is going to happen. In that very moment, unless, of course, you're in the middle of a war and you might get shot, but in that very moment, in that very moment, everything is okay. You don't think about what happened in the past. You don't think about what's going to happen in the future. Just take in that moment and then focus on what's in that moment, something beautiful, a beautiful flower, pretty clouds. Just start training yourself to look for the things that you can appreciate in that moment. So, and then you really have to take it moment to moment. In the very most difficult points in my life, I was glad to have that kind of training because I just brought it so focused in the very moment. I mean, you just take it to that right now, in this minute, there is no threat to me. And nothing is going wrong, and you just don't think about anything, and you focus on what's going on, like what is beautiful or what is appreciative in that very moment. So that's another way to develop that stress-free thing. You know me, I could talk for hours without a breath, so just stop me at any point in time. The other kind of philosophy that I embrace is all things are in perfect order. No matter what is going on, regardless of how difficult or horrible you think it is, everything is in perfect order, and there is a silver lining to that experience. I actually feel the worst point in my life, kind of my dark night of the soul, was my greatest gift, because it forced me to become the person that I am today, and I am pretty Teflon. So, I mean, I am living a vacation moment every day, and I still work. It's just that there's no stress in it. There's no angst in it. There's no worry in it. So if I hadn't gone through that, and I had to, it was in perfect order because I was so stubborn and so unable to listen to somebody else that I had to go through it for myself and find out for me, which was great.
Right. It's really, yeah, I agree with that. All is in divine and perfect order. I agree with that as well, because there's things sometimes that come and it's like in your face that you have to actually take a look at and deal with so that you can blossom into something even more amazing. So,
right.
So that's all part of it. So these things that come up, it's like, what can I learn from this? What about this in this moment of now? Do I need to look at myself so that I can move out of this moment and into another moment.
Mm-hmm. And in actuality, it's an interesting thing because we talk about, you know, we labeled this dream building, but in actuality, if you just stay in your now and focus on something to appreciate in your now, all of the desires that are kind of waiting for you, because you're always desiring. You don't have to build anything. You don't have to focus on anything. All of your desires are already kind of in escrow. When you focus in your now and just make it the most comfortable and wonderful, appreciative now you can, just in doing that, you will find your life changing around you to an incredible thing. Because in truth, that's what I found myself. When I went through my kind of transformation, I wasn't out to like build a dream or change my life or, you know, I was just out to feel a little bit better in every moment. And in the feeling better in every moment, in finding a better thought about whatever was going on or about what somebody did, instead of getting angry at the store clerk for being rude, I saw them as an angry little child who didn't know how to handle their emotions and they were in pain. You know, and just appreciate and feeling compassion then for them. So in every moment, feeling better, my life started to change around me in miraculous ways. I didn't even have to say specifically or write it out, what is it that I want? The things that I want came to me. So it became its own experience, and you will find that as well. And just in every moment, you don't have to do anything wild and crazy. You just have to stay appreciative in your moment.
Yeah, and that attitude of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question. So how do you deal with a dream that seems to need cooperation from others, like something that you're wanting, a specific love interest who seems to have no interest? How do you go with that? We have a couple minutes before break, so if we can touch on that a little bit.
Well, I have to say that when you come to that moment, you will get the essence of your dream. So what people tend to focus on is they're so attached to how it's supposed to happen. For example, a specific love interest. If you know, you may be attached to that one love interest, but if that one's not coming to you, that's not the one for you. And so the essence of what, you know, the things that you love about them, you will find in somebody else and more. So you have to understand that you may focus on a person, but it's the essence of that person that you want. It's the experience of loving someone, and the specific person may not be the one. And in fact, if they're not coming to you, then I guarantee you the next one's going to be something even better. And it's the same with needing somebody to with certain work that you don't want to do. They will appear. They will appear.
Yeah, it's detaching from the conclusion, because if we have it in our mind that we conclude that it's going to be that way, we really limit the possibilities. We really close off all the magic that's possible.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's about staying in the question, what else is possible? What more can be here? You know,
someone said life is happening when you're making plans. The idea is that there's rarely a person who makes a plan and it goes exactly the way they wanted it to go. And it's beautiful, because a lot of times when it doesn't go the way you want it to go, you find that it's even better the other way.
Right, because it's the possibilities are just so magnificent, because it's like wow, it's like I never even thought it could be this awesome. And it just, you know, it just gets better and better. I agree with you with that. So we got just one or two minutes to break. So what else would you like to share about that?
Well, I would like to say that I like this analogy, and it helps me when people get really caught up in life, because life was supposed to be playful. And so I make the analogy of a game. And most people are familiar with video games. I've watched my kids. I don't play many of them because I'm not very skilled, but I watch them. And basically, you choose a character. So you, as the magnificent, unlimited, eternal being, choose your character. And you choose the game pieces, and you choose the mission, and you choose the world, and you choose the characters that are going to play with you. And you come and you play the game. And we are unlimited. And since we know now that time and space are a perception built of this experience in physicality, in truth, when you say unlimited, it means you can do it all over again. You could do this again. You could do it somewhere else, another dimension. Jane Roberts' being Seth used to say, as soon as you come to a point of decision, you might actually be experiencing both choices in different dimensions. So there's no limit. So I tell people, play with life. Be joyful. Don't take it so seriously. and make it the creative process that it was meant to be. You're just playing with the game of life, and there's no limits to how you can play with it. And the more you get into the moment and appreciation and love, which is your base core truth, the more you will see that any little thing comes into your world easily without work and without difficulty and without struggle.
Okay, well, thank you for that. We're going to head to a break now, so I want to thank everyone for tuning in, and we will be right back after this commercial break. Thanks so much.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
When experiencing a transformation and empowerment session with Julia, you will clear energy blocks and limitations, opening your life up to limitless possibilities. Find out more about Julia and the services she offers at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Find out information about upcoming classes and workshops, as well as links to Julia's artwork. There is much more at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Visit today. Use promo code ANGEL15 to save $15 on your first session. Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Delmi Bear, and we are exploring dream building. So, I guess the next thing I would be curious is, what are some techniques to dream building and enjoying the process of manifesting your dreams? How does that work, Delmi?
Well, there are so many techniques to dream building. But the most important thing throughout all of the techniques that I'm going to talk about is that it needs to be something that's connecting you with the joy of it. So if you're, first of all, your dream, if you're going to entertain the dream, it should be in a moment where your dream is big enough that it excites you, but not so big that it scares you. Although any dream worthwhile has to be a little bit like you think, well, that's really
outside your comfort zone.
Kind of outside of your comfort zone, but not scary. So that's number one. Number two, when you're thinking about it, you get as detailed as possible without discomfort. So if you don't, say for example, I want a Learjet, you have no way in to see yourself to that point. There's no way to, you can't think of how that might happen in your life. Well, then you don't want to be detailed. You just want to pretend that you're, I'm not saying that you might want a Learjet, but I'm just giving that as an example. You might want to see yourself getting on your Learjet. You might want to see yourself flying in it. You might pull out videos. As long as it's giving you joy in the moment, you're on the right track, but you don't have any details about how to get there. Now, on the other hand, if you want to, you know, start your own business doing beadwork or whatever, you might have some ideas of where you might want to have your store. You might be able to, you know, see how your store looks, and you might fill in the details. So you have a dream that's joyful when you think about it. You spend a little time, maybe 2-3 times a day, just playing in that dream till it feels really good, as detailed as possible without making the details become a stress. So that's a lot to take in. And certainly some people are not that including myself, not so disciplined that we're going to take time to go through our dreams. But a really nice technique that I have for myself is that I set an alarm during my day about 4 or 5 times. Not every time does the alarm go off do I have time to sit and just think about my dream and envision myself. So that's one thing. The other thing is you need to play in life. And so when we were children, we pretended all the time we were astronauts. We were, you know, movie stars. We were Gandhi. We were, you know, helping people, saving lives. So we did all this pretending, and we have lost the ability. We've lost the cutting-edge ability to fantasize and pretend. So play with life. So, for example, when I walk into a store or a mall, or I pretend that I am a movie star incognito. Nobody really recognizes me, but they know that I'm something special. So that those are the kinds of ways. Now, see, for me, that's fun. It might be kind of superficial, but that makes me happy. So when you walk in that presence, it's funny how life starts to treat you a little differently. So play with life a little bit more. And I'm not saying that if you pretend that you're a movie star, you're going to become one. I don't really want to be a movie star. I just like to play in life so that I develop my ability to fantasize and to pretend and to feel differently. So when I'm feeling like that, I feel beautiful, I feel attractive, I feel abundant, I feel like I can help people. So play with life a little bit so that you can learn how to be like that. Be playful with your desires. The other thing that you can do is affirmations. Now, there's a lot about affirmations, and it almost sounds, for me, most affirmations sound really boring and like work. So what I feel that affirmations that work best are little stories. So you don't say, I have all the money I need. You say, I had such a good time going to the store, and I saw a woman who couldn't pay for her groceries, and I had such a huge amount of money. I just paid for her groceries anonymously and left. It felt so good. So you develop a story instead of affirmations. I mean, it doesn't have to be that long, and it might not be exactly that, but instead of just a I am this, because you want to do it in present tense, make it a little story. So tell a different story about yourself.
Yeah, because that's what I like to do is, like, I create my own little movie of the movie I'm in, and it's like, okay, so today it's like I'm out walking in the woods and I see these beautiful birds and I meet this beautiful person, and it's like we have this awesome conversation and it's just such a joyful time. So it's like I pretend I'm in this movie. So that's how I do it. I do that role playing in the movie. And you had said about video games before, but it's like that's what I like to create in my mind, what I'm doing.
Yeah. Actually, I'm trying to remember them. Neville Goddard has some really interesting books, and he recommends that you actually put yourself in a very short movie of what your outcome is that you want to be, as if it were already. So, for example, say you wanted to be married to your, you know, high school sweetheart. You might actually see yourself showing your engagement ring to your best friend and being all excited about that while you're drinking wine. And he says, put as many aspects of touch, smell, feel, vision into that little snippet of a movie. And he recommends that you do it right before you go to bed or right before you meditate. So you, and you keep doing it. And people say, well, how many times must I do it? Until it feels so real that you know that it will be. That's how many times you do it. So you just keep doing that little movie in present tense with as many senses as you can put, as if it were already, or maybe you want a specific job and you see yourself in the office getting offered the job and shaking the hand. But you have to see it from your perspective, not as a movie looking at yourself, but actually see your hand reach out to shake your boss's hand, or see your hand with your diamond ring on showing your girlfriend or whatever. So those kinds of things. So that's a really nice technique that I've had really a lot of fun with and great success. Certainly Guided imagery is always helpful in any kind of dream building, just to get in that relaxed state and then taking yourself where you want to go, like Julie already does naturally. And then, of course, writing your vision, writing it out in present tense. A really good technique is writing out your day with time, when time and money is not an issue, 5 years from now, what would a day in your life look like? And you write it out as if it's happening. I woke up this morning and I could smell the coffee, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And important to detach from the hows, even if you have an idea. Always see the end point, not all the steps in between. And then lastly, try to generate the feeling throughout the day that you feel while you're in that vision. So when you're imagining that vision of what your dream life would be,
like your mate has made you a wonderful dinner and you're just so excited to go home and see him and share dinner with them, and you just can't wait, so you text them a little text looking forward to seeing you, and just play with that, and you imagine yourself doing all that. That would be something I would be doing.
Right. And in fact, sometimes you can even walk through your day, you know, pretending whatever it is that you want, whether it be a different job or, you know, you want to be independently wealthy, or you want a mate. Now, I wouldn't want my mate to be doing dinner for me, but, you know, we can talk about that.
Okay, well, I was trying to keep it a little clean, dummy. It's like, I know, it's fun, you know, like rub your feet, give you a massage. You know, there's all those loving things that can be done that just can just make you smile and make you feel so good inside, feel it. You just want to feel it like it's already happening.
Right, and that is actually the key, to feel like it's already happening and to generate the feeling of that relaxed, joyful, excited feeling. Because, you know, in all of life, and people say, well, I really don't have the significant other in my life, and yet, even if you had that significant other in your life, there would be times when you wouldn't be together, so you can pretend that you're just going to meet him. Or sometimes I pretend, because I would like to live on a beach, I sometimes pretend that I'm just visiting Pennsylvania. Here I am visiting Pennsylvania again. But I will live on a beach someday. So, at any rate, those are some of the techniques that I've used very successfully. Let's see what other techniques I have here.
So, like, how do we reawaken our childlike qualities? Is there some things that you could say about that? That's quick and easy. That, you know, just to wake that child up within us again.
Well, just the practicing of pretending. You know, anytime you can play with pretending, it's fun. I mean, in truth, everything that we've learned in our life is from play. I mean, most animals learn from play. We learned from playing, and you're still learning from playing. When you learn a new job, you're playing at doing that job, even though it's called training. So get very playful with life. You know, some people are more outgoing in that way. And I don't want to say you should be pretending that you're some crazy person. I mean, you know, if you're going into acting, of course you'd probably be wanting to do that. But if you're more reserved, you don't have to be wild and crazy about it. But you definitely have to get into the idea of, you know, playing at who you want to be. So maybe you are reserved and you want to be less reserved. Well, mm-hmm. In your mind, you can be at a party and you can see yourself walking up to somebody and just talking to them, and then, so I'm not sure that I can, there's any specific technique about awakening somebody's inner child, except to know that it's there and to keep knocking on the door. Now, this is a really kind of cool exercise, and I believe I got this from The Map, and that's a nice book to read as well. Very, very clear. And basically, you sit down and get relaxed and go back. Imagine yourself talking to your small child, maybe when you were 5 or 6, and letting that child know that you're safe and that he or she is safe, and then asking the inner child, the small you, what do I want? What do you want? And then you, as the person visiting in that, you know, imaginary scene, give your child everything at once. So maybe it wants a treehouse, or maybe it wants a swing set, or maybe it wants a whatever that inner child wants. Give it to them, and then do the, you know, get into that relaxed state again, and then go visit your teenage self, and let it know that you're okay, and it's okay, and that you're going to take care of it, and then ask that teenage self what it wants, and then give your teenage self everything that they want. You know, whatever it is, because this is in your imaginary world, you can give that. So you're actually like healing your child and your teenage self and your young adult self and your middle-aged self, and however old you are, go back and do all of those, you know, each one of them, give it to, and do that maybe once a week, you know, give your little child it whatever it wants, and give your teenage self whatever it wants, and give you, and then regularly go visit your negative self. Go okay. And sit down with that person that's in you.
Well, I hate to interrupt you. We're gonna head to a break. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in, and we'll be right back after this commercial break with more on dream building with Delmi. Thank you.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life, and by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. When experiencing a transformation and empowerment session with Julia, you will clear energy blocks and limitations, opening your life up to limitless possibilities. Find out more about Julia and the services she offers at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Find out information about upcoming classes and workshops, as well as links to Julia's artwork. There is much more at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Visit today. Use promo code ANGEL15 to save $15 on your first session.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I'm your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Delmi Bear. And we're talking about dream building and, you know, really creating our own dreams and actually making them real. So Delmi, how do we connect to that core of truth and magnificence and unlimited living? How would you recommend that?
Well, first of all, I think it's very important that we stay in the moment, that we question all of the beliefs that we have that speak against being unlimited and magnificent. So constantly being aware of what you're talking about within your head. Every time you have a negative emotion, and you don't have to, you know, be aware of every single thought, but every time you have a negative emotion, take responsibility and look within to see why I would choose that, and change your inner story instead of beating yourself up and saying you can't do this and you can't do that, or you should have done this, or, I mean, the word should be eradicated from your life, but constantly knowing and reconnecting, reading or listening to, doing guided imagery, listening to inspirational guided imagery or audio tapes, reading inspirational books, kind of flooding your world with inspiring words and ideas. You know, stay away from negativity. I mean, you truly actually catch negativity from people you're around. And if you're not clear on that, you may be feeling negative because somebody near you is angry. And then the human tendency is to decide, you know, figure out why I'm angry and then choose something out there that's causing your anger. But in truth, everything comes from within you. Even though you're catching that energy from someone else, it's gotten within you and now you have to like get rid of it. So it's just a moment-to-moment awareness, getting back to your feeling magnificent. Is really a moment-to-moment awareness and questioning all the things that you've ever learned, knowing that no one person knows you or what's best for you but you. No thing that's ever been written can tell you what the right thing is to do for you, and nothing that's ever been said by anyone can tell you what's right for you. So you have to take your own power back. So I take great joy in telling people, what I'm saying, don't take my word for it. Take your own power back. If it resonates within you, then it's for you right now. And sometimes you need to go a little deeper into the dark before you can come out to the light. And that's okay too. So, certainly spending time in the joy of your future vision, but appreciating your now is highly important. So you can't just live your life in a daydream. You have to appreciate your now. The problem with people in appreciating their now is if they want something different, they think that if they appreciate their now, that they're not going to get something different. But it's the opposite way around. If you can't appreciate what is, you cannot get to what is next. So that's important as well. I wanted to kind of go into that last part of what we left with, that, giving your inner child and your inner teenager and your inner young adult and your inner middle-aged adult, et cetera, everything they want, but also giving your negative self time to air all of its grievances right at you until it's done, and then wrapping it in light and giving it to the universe, God, the angels, whatever resonates with your higher self. So that's a kind of a neat technique too. You will feel so light and airy when you do things like that, and that's the way to really build your dreams. And then every other thing, whether you write it out or you put pictures on your computer or you build a dream board, the more you're exposed to it, yes, it's going to come. But you have to, in your moments, be comfortable with who you are. So, and who you are is absolutely magnificent, unique, unlimited, and spectacular. So keep telling yourself that. That is truth.
And be that, and just be that. And even if it's just look in the mirror and say, wow, look at who you are today and how beautiful you are, and tell yourself that and see yourself as that. So we're getting ready to finish up, so I wanted to know if you have any events coming up or how people can learn more about you and your services and what else you do and offer. So would you share with our listeners that?
Go ahead.
Share with our listeners where they could find more information and what else you have to offer.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing some seminars here in Pottstown live twice a month coming up next month. But those details will be on my website, www.delmimd.com. So that's D-E-L-M-I-M-D.com. I'm also going to have a course on relationships coming up, a kind of online course where we're going to deal with relationships with ourselves, relationships with others, relationships in the workplace, relationships with family, all those kind of things, building and keeping and or enhancing a relationship that exists already, and how to transition from one relationship to another, whether it be a friend or a lover. So that's coming up. And I also have another book on Amazon besides The Teflon Self called The Essence, Time is of the Essence. So you can find that book as well. And that's kind of my brand of time management, because I have to say, having transformed my life, I really have a lot of time to do whatever I want, family, friends, balance, work, other projects, passions. It's really a beautiful way to manage your time, and it doesn't take journaling, work, planning, et cetera, which is all about me.
Yeah, I know. I know how you like to do things. I really just, you always make me smile of how you go forward with your life and your dreams. And I'm really, really, really grateful that you took the time out to join me today, and our listeners, I'm sure they appreciated you as well. And I didn't know about the new book, so thanks for sharing that. That's really, I'll have to pick that up and take a look at that. Thank you.
So,
and next week we have we're going to be talking about dogma, which is false belief systems or belief systems that no longer serve you, and it's about how we can let go of those. So that really will tie in with this as well, because a lot of times some stuff that comes up, it's like, well, who does this belong to? It's like this inadequacy. Whose is this? Is this really mine? And to be able to let that go. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank everyone, each and every one of you for listening in and tuning in today. I'm coming up with some new things. Carol Lee will be co-hosting the next in a couple weeks with me and doing some really, really, really cool stuff together. And I want to tell you that I really appreciate each and every one of you, and I'm looking forward to sharing with you, you know, more and more of on the Energetic Toy Box and exploring all kinds of magnificent things with us. So thank you again. And if you want to know more about what I do, you can check online at www.wellnesstreasures.com and see what's coming up with healing sessions and webinars and online meditation classes. Excellent. So everybody have a great week. Delmi, again, thank you for joining us. And we'll look forward to seeing everybody next week. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in this week to the Energetic Toy Box. Please join Julia Stubbe next Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, for another exploration on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. We hope you have an outstanding week.